Australia is one of the fastest growing countries in the world. Not only are over 1,000 babies born daily, but those of us already here are living longer. Our population is set to exceed over 30 million by 2030, with Melbourne to overtake Sydney as our biggest city. But here is where the problem lies, and you've probably experienced it. Overcrowded train stations, bumper-to-bumper traffic, and classrooms filled to the brim. Our cities are at breaking point, from people and machines. In the 70s, Prime Minister Gough Whitlam wanted to decentralise the cities, but it was deemed too expensive at the time. Now we are feeling the effect, as people, Australians and migrants alike, flock to the big cities where the opportunities are ripe for the picking. So what is the future of Australian cities and our lives within them?
There is no yes or no straight answer for this question. We need population for job, economic growth. So cities are the engine to growth, but at the same time, you know, they can increase the inequality and a lot of issues.
This is Dr. Sajida Talley, an urban planner with an interest in sustainable urban development. I asked Dr. Talley questions about three areas of urban planning and how they are being affected by an increasing population. The first, transport.
We need better transport across Australia, but, you know, connectivity is something because those big cities, they are the gateway cities.
A Four Corners report found that travel times could increase by 20% and in some cases double. While this is happening, demands for public transport are skyrocketing. Infrastructure Australia believes demand will increase by more than 100% in Melbourne and on average 90% in other state capitals.
They feel that there are more cities like Wollongong or Newcastle. They are having a lot of boost as well on growth because if they feel that there are jobs there and they can, you know, have good connection with other cities, they will be living there as well.
Without proper transport between rural and urban Australia, those living outside the cities are disconnected from the economic and social hotspots. This is the biggest concern for many of our recent arrivals. Migration accounted for 2/3 of population growth last year. While the government wants to lower the migration cap, Dr. Talley doesn't think it will have a lasting impact.
In my view, it will be a short-term solution, but not in the long term. You can stop a skilled migrant to go to the cities for 3 years, but because the migrant has a skill, he will try to find the job, the best job he can find, go to the big cities where the job is.
She believes that skilled migrants should only get the same chance to thrive as everyone else, and that can best be fulfilled in the cities. Here, a question of ethics comes into play. Is it fair to put migrants in rural areas? And unlike cities, these areas have a history of lacking tolerance of other cultures.
I don't feel it's fair because you're all coming skilled migrants from overseas. But when they are coming here, you're telling them, you know, just stay there without job. It's not fair. Another positive thing in the big cities are migrants don't feel isolated. They're like diversity and tolerance is there. So we need to learn from the regional community as well that they want to welcome all these people or not.
Talking about people, where will everyone go? When it comes to infrastructure, countries have a choice of three city types: Los Angeles, Tokyo, or London. Sprawling, towering, or a bit of both. So what should Australia decide?
Housing affordability is a big issue in Australia, regardless, you know, if you consider migration or not. It's a housing affordability is an issue. So we need to find the real cause of it and then solve it.
Australia currently has a population of 25 million people. The Greater Tokyo area has a population of 34 million. While Sydney and Melbourne may have been ranked more livable cities, Tokyo comes in close behind at number 7. How is it possible for a single city with a population larger than Australia to be so livable? The key, planning and economic diversification.
You need to give the welcoming diversification of job in the regional areas to stay them in that places. I think Australia can manage. We have enough, you know, our economy is growing and Australia is having less unemployment rate over, you know, it's a very good situation now. We just need to not only focusing on, you know, migrant and all the little things. We need to think Australia as a whole, how we can go forward, move forward and, you know, plan better for all of Australia. Australian.
But what else can Australian cities do to better prepare for the future? Find out next week when we look at Australian cities and the need to go green. Benjamin Polizon, Panorama News.